This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Oktoberfest has been canceled. The Bulls are not going to be running in Pamplona this July. Festivals and events are being canceled right and left, and the list just keeps getting longer. Back here, South by Southwest went away last month. The annual Film, Music, and Technology Conference was a regular on the calendar for tens of thousands of people, which made it a very real economic necessity for a whole lot of Austinites. Marketplace's Andy Euler caught up with some of the people he interviewed last month to see how they're holding up now.
About 20 miles west of downtown, Byron Mowry, owner of Graphics Guys, commutes into an all but empty office every day. Before the crisis, his business wrapped vehicles and walls with promotional material for things like movies and concerts. Now he's producing different stuff.
Fortunately, we found a way to stay essential by making these new social distancing signs. You know, we're still open banners. Please wash your hands.
He says business is down 70% from last year. He laid off almost all of his staff, and now he's doing most of the work solo. He's applied for every piece of government assistance available, something very new for him.
I've been self-employed for over 20 years and never had to ask for any type of money from the government, so this is a very awkward situation.
On the east side of town, Brent Underwood isn't worried about how awkward the situation is. He applied for help from the government immediately. He owns and operates a 20-bed hostel, HK Austin.
Because we only have one full-time employee, we got $1,000, which certainly is appreciated, but doesn't really put that big of dent in our monthly expenses.
Particularly since he has no bookings right now. For the past month, he says the hostel has been empty. His mortgage payment on the property is a considerable expense, but he says the bank is deferring his mortgage payments for 3 months, and that'll help keep his hostel afloat for a little while. Even so,
I don't think people are going to start traveling or particularly staying in rooms with multiple beds anytime soon, so the future months is going to be interesting for sure.
Interesting is one way to put it, but when 29-year-old bartender Elizabeth Mathis thinks about how she's getting by, a different word altogether springs to mind.
Unemployment.
She filed for benefits a month ago, the same day she found out that Javelina, the bar she worked at on Austin's Rainy Street, was closing its doors. The unemployment office got back to her within 48 hours, letting her know she was going to get food stamps on top of unemployment pay.
So, like, I'm able to pay all my bills, and luckily my landlord is, like, super, like, kind and, like, understanding, and he was, like, working with me that, like, if I needed to, like, pay in payment.
She's been spending her time taking pictures and painting, trying to build up an art portfolio. Ultimately, she wants a job in the arts. Bartending, she says, was just a way to pay the bills. But she admits she can't wait to get back behind the bar if and when things begin to normalize. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.